faith in the God of Abraham. The second thing I want you to note is the greatness of his service. We know that many people performed distinguished service for Jesus. Mary poured the ointment on his head. Martha prepared him supper. Joseph gave him his grave. And to this day, some of the greatest service that people do for Jesus is carrying the cross. Even the preaching of the gospel, where men can see Jesus Christ, is a great calling, sometimes misunderstood, and yet how wonderful. It's good to help the poor, to visit the sick, to comfort the sorrowing. Jesus needs all of this. But here is a weak man who has been stripped and had many stripes put on him, stumbling along with a cross. He needs somebody to bear the cross. And here is a man in the clutch of circumstances who comes along, a strong man, and who is captured for service. And then I want you to see the greatness of his reward. As Jesus goes the last mile, Simon picks up the cross. And here is one as he journeys along with him. I would imagine Simon of Cyrene looks at Jesus and says, in his face, he doesn't look like a criminal. I do not detect any meanness in this man. And slowly they walk. And he could have maybe walked away from the situation. But did you know Jesus never allows anyone to carry his cross without blessing him? The village girl who needed some wine for the feast, it was provided. The humble home that offered him hospitality, he touched the mistress and expelled her fever. The Samaritan woman who gave him a drink, he in return gave her a drink of the water of life. The sick person who touched the hem of his garment was healed. The cold water that is contributed in our Lord's name always is rewarded. It would be contrary to the grace of God for an individual to touch or to come in contact with Jesus Christ and not be helped. Well, Simon, walking along beside Jesus, carrying the cross, had in his mind two little sons that he had. He wanted them to fear God. Now let me say to you fathers today some good counsel. Do you want your sons to follow you? I think Christ read the heart of Simon of Cyrene that day as he walked along, and Jesus no doubt spoke to him and said, I will help Rufus and I will help Alexander, your boys. To this very hour, when a father takes up the cross of Jesus Christ, he is rewarded in his cross-bearing. Every man wants his son to follow in his steps. And Simon of Cyrene wanted his boys to follow in the steps of the Master. The greatness of his reward, Christ, I'm sure, promised him, I'll bless those boys. You have been a blessing and a help to me today as you have walked with me down this narrow, crowded street to the cross at Calvary. The next thing I want you to see is the greatness of the opportunity. Mark kind of speaks here in this as though Simon was a well-known Christian, a well-known disciple. He said he's the father of Alexander and Rufus. Paul speaks of this man by saying that, salute Rufus and the mother also, because Simon was interested in the mother knowing Christ. Simon not only wanted his sons to follow the Lord Jesus, but he wanted the mother of the sons to know Jesus too. I thought, what if Simon had not trusted Jesus that day? What if he had not taken the opportunity that day? What Simon would have missed when he got to the cross, from the Calvary and the crucifixion, and there he heard that blessed prayer, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Arthur Blessed from Sunset Strip in California carried a 90-pound cross around the country as a symbol of carrying a cross for Jesus. You too may be passing through the crowd today, and Jesus may be saying to you, pick up my cross. Luke was so thrilled when he reported Pentecost that he said the people from Cyrene were there in that 3,000 that were saved. Who knows but that day he walked that narrow street and up to the hill that he became a great power for Jesus Christ. Max Cleveland, who lost both legs, one arm, when a grenade exploded, was later made the head of the Veterans Administration of our country. Went around, I heard him speak many times. Maybe some of you have heard him. But sometimes he closes his address with a prayer that was taken from Civil War days. I asked God for strength that I might achieve, and I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I asked for help that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing I asked for, but everything I hoped for, almost despite myself. My unspoken prayers were answered. I am above all men most richly blessed. A man with both legs gone, an arm gone, standing up telling you that because of the cross of Jesus, he had more than he ever expected. The question is, what if Simon had not taken up the cross that day for Jesus on the way to Calvary, the first thing that would come to Simon's mind was, man, this is the worst thing in the world that you can do, to take up this cross for this criminal. Why, these Romans may crucify you as well. The worst thing in the world you might do. But it was the most blessed thing that he could undertake, because it not only blessed Simon, it blessed Rufus and Alexander, his boys, and his mother, the boy's mother, Simon's wife. If you bear the cross for Jesus, it will change your life. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Dr. Broadus, that wonderful man of God, said, when that hymn was written, there were other words put in it. Must Simon bear the cross alone and all the saints go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. A cross for you and a cross for me. And a man passing through the city was compelled to bear his cross. Let us pray. Surely there must be someone here today who has never taken up the cross of Jesus. You have never accepted the golden opportunity of following him. And somehow today, you're passing through the street and through the crowd. And wouldn't you love to just have Jesus by your side, as Simon that day walking along and Jesus softly whispering to him, as Simon expressed his gratitude and his love for what he was doing, and to look in that beautiful face of Jesus and know that there was power to change his old nature and his old life. That same one is here today. And while we are bowed in prayer, I'm going to ask the choir to sing. And as they sing, "Just As I Am," without one plea, I'm going to ask you, if you're not a Christian, to rise out of your seat and to come take your place on the front pew and tell God what's in your heart, that you want to bear the cross for him. You want to take up your cross today. You want to follow the example of Simon. Or if there is some other decision that you have been praying about or need to make, or maybe you need a church home and this you'd like to come by church letter and make this your place of worship and fellowship, may God help you to come. While they sing, you will respond while others pray.
God speaks and leads.
We continue in prayer this morning. If there is someone else here today who needs to come and make a decision for Christ, we would invite you to come and give your heart and life to Him. I can only guarantee you one thing. If you will take up the cross of Christ, He'll be with you, He'll change your life, and He will bless you in more ways than you ever dreamed of. And if you have other problems, you might come and we'll pray with you and we'll ask God's blessing upon you. Simon, just by chance, passing through the crowd, had that great opportunity. Maybe this morning you are here and God is touching you in some providential way, someone in the balcony, someone on the lower floor. Must Simon bear the cross alone and other saints go free? Oh no. There's one for you, and there's one for me.
sing it again. And while they sing, would you respond right now? Speaks and blesses our hearts, and how wonderful that God is able to take us and meet our needs. This morning, Kimberly Taylor of 120 Hibben Road wants to come and accept Jesus as her personal Savior and desires to be baptized. And then Steve of the same address desires to make a public profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and follow Him. And this little mother asks prayers, your prayers and mine, for her children and her family. It really touches my heart that this is really what Simon, I think, that day as for his family. All who will joyfully welcome these upon the decisions made and the response will please say aye. And may God bless you, Steve and Kimberly, and may the Lord be with you. And after our service today, we want to meet you personally up here. And Ms. Taylor, you have our prayers and our love, and we shall all remember you in prayer. Our deacons will come now. And Jesus did as the disciples gathered around him following the Passover experience, sat down. And as they were eating bread, he took it and blessed it. Our Father, we thank thee for this morning hour. We thank thee for the experiences we've had. We thank thee for these beloved friends who have just today made wonderful commitments to our precious Lord. We do pray again for this family, this home. And now, Lord, bless us as we partake of the bread in remembrance of our wonderful Lord. It's in His name we ask it. Amen. Thank you. And taking the bread, Jesus said, "This is my body which was broken for you. Take, eat all of it." And on the same night, taking the cup, he gave thanks. Our Heavenly Father, accept the gratitude of our hearts this morning for the blessed willingness of our Lord to die for us. Though we do not understand all that was involved in this great redemption plan, we know that it was the mighty blood of thy Son that made it possible for the forgiveness of our sins. In thy name now we come to take the cup. Amen. Jesus said, "This is the blood of the new covenant, the new testament, which was shed for many for the remission of sins. Take ye, drink, all of it." On the same night, after the supper, they sang a hymn and they went out.